Hi, I'm Celeste.
Hi, I'm Richard.
Hey, I'm Christy.
And I'm Tally.
We're the hosts of Unethical Podcast. Every episode, we take a humorous dive into a case study that poses an ethical question, like, should mentally ill murderers ever be released?
No.
When a victim consents to die, is it still a murder?
Yep.
And does someone telling someone to kill themselves make you culpable if they do?
Nah.
We discuss what the outcomes of these cases are and what they should be, with a unique guest host every episode, assuming someone is brave enough to join us.
Richard needs some more testosterone around here.
Nah, I think it's mostly coming from Celeste.
Girls are mean.
We will also explore the supernatural, the theoretical, and the conspiratorial. We'll talk about what's underground, what's above the sky, what's hiding in the dark, and what makes you see the light.
What about what's in your closet?
I want to believe. God damn, I love Dana Scully.
You need a minute?
Are you guys watching? Because that helps.
I wish I was a tree.
But when does a fun story become a dangerous influence? When is fiction actually fact?
The last time I checked, those words meant the opposite.
It doesn't matter! Our podcast is no holds barred, true crime, comedy, adult content, and definitely not for everybody.
But like most people aren't like can handle swear words and stuff, right? Am I right about that?
No.
No.
But if you, like us, have trauma-fueled coping mechanisms, join us each week and visit a destination you can't unvisit.
The dark side.
You can subscribe wherever you eat your podcasts to listen. Follow us on Instagram where we post our teasers to guess what's coming next. And join us on Facebook to get involved in the conversation. Welcome to Unethical Podcast.
Don't look under the internet.
Nunchuck smacky.
Fucking love AI.
Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet, everybody that's listening.
Yes.
At home or in their car or in someone else's car or in an Uber or with your dog.
Or while you're drifting off to sleep.
Or at the dentist.
Getting those precious.
Or in the background of a
teeth taken
subterranean
out.
Ritual that is meant to summon the Great Old One who will bring end and ruination to all of civilized society.
Speaking of Great Old Ones, Cthulhu. That's Jason.
Hello.
And the second Great Old One is Doug.
Hi.
And I'm... Guys, give me a name.
You are...
Christopher Walken.
Oh, no.
Right into it.
Why did you do this to me? I didn't want this.
I don't.
Today we're doing an oldie but a goodie. Oh, why did you have to go? She listens.
An oldie but a goodie.
I don't even know if they'll hear me saying that because I just kind of like went for it. I was just like, your mom.
My mother listens to this podcast, you son of a bitch.
Well, now she knows she's wanted.
Jernine, don't listen to that part. That's my mother's name.
Jernine?
Jernine.
Jernine, hit me up later.
Mom, you're married. Don't do that. So, this...
Oh, my God.
The episode today, I'm very excited for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what we're talking about?
I do. No, we're talking about your mother.
That was for the people at home. Oh. I don't know why they would know, though. Not like we dropped a hint in the last episode or something.
No.
We're talking about Ben Drowned.
Mm-hmm,
ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all,
a lot of you might remember this.
You heard of it?
It's like, at this point, what, 11 years old?
2010, so yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very old.
It's very old. This is going to be a Diluty Pod first. This is our first ever three-part episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, God. Are these guys really going to take an hour and a half, three times, to talk about this episode? No. They're probably going to be... No, don't say that.
No, yes, we are.
No. Okay.
How else are we going to slip Gargamel into every one of these
episodes? You're right.
30-minute allotted time slot somewhere in between one of the episodes.
30 minutes for the show, 30 minutes for Gargamel.
Yeah, that's the new ratio for every episode of Don't Look Under the Internet.
These might go long. We're going to do our best to keep them relatively shorter than our normal episodes, but
I think we'll be okay, though.
No promises. Yeah,
there's a lot of information in this. That's why we've decided to do it this way. We think it'll be best to
break it down,
split it up, keep the information concise, and not rush through this, because there's a lot.
Plus, this is like the original creepy video game, right? Like,
oh yeah,
well, there's Polybius.
Well,
we covered that one.
Creepy. I mean, I guess it's kind of creepy.
I would say this is entirely creepy. Oh, are you talking about Polybius?
Yeah.
I mean,
that one.
It was sinister.
That one's. Yeah, it was mysterious and sinister. This one.
Some kids.
Has just. You learn everything about it.
You're not wrong.
And it terrifies you.
The best kind of right.
Especially when you hear, you know, little bits of laughter over your shoulder or while you're trying to fall asleep.
Well. What a better cue to get into this than that. So let's just kind of collect all of our hearts, get all your masks, because we're going in. Get your ocarina, too. I want all of you to grab your ocarina. I know some of you might not have one, so just Google what an ocarina looks like for one, because I doubt you know what it looks like.
That, or there are two ways you can do this. One is our usual, like, go ahead and follow along with us. Or you can go find Majora's Mask.
And play along.
Play while you're listening to this. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
I kind of want to play Majora's Mask now.
Go into your attic.
At home, actually.
You should bring that over next time.
Okay. Go into your mother's attic. I know that the N64 is in there. It's in Tupperware, probably labeled like Todd's stuff or something.
Or one of those cookie bins that usually has sewing stuff.
Yeah. Take it out, blow on it, because there's a lot of dust. You don't want that getting into the cartridge, because you don't want to keep blowing on that thing, because you know that's a secret to these old cartridges. Collect all your hearts. You start off with, I think, 3 in Zelda, so make sure you have at least 3 human hearts on you when you go to play this game.
I can help with that if you need it.
Yes. And then buckle up, strap into your couch.
What kind of couch do you have that has seat belts?
A car.
What?
So we start this episode way back in 2010. So we start this episode way back in 2010 on a 4chan message board by a man named Judicible. He's been posting pleas for help about a video game he recently bought called Majora's Mask.
Perfect.
Thank you. All of you are free to use that little audio bit as well for whatever you want.
Use it as your voicemail.
Yeah, exactly. Text alert. He lived alone in a dorm on his school campus, and he liked to go visit garage sales to find more games for his N64, because he got his N64 from his buddy, and he really only had Super Smash Bros. And I get it, as fun as Super Smash Bros. Is, you need a bit more beating up Mario and fucking Ness.
You can only beat 6 level 9 CPUs over and over again for so long.
I need a bit more flavor in my life.
Right.
You got to get that Mario Party, that Donkey Kong,
Mario Kart.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh my god, I forgot about Diddy Kong Racing.
Donkey Konga. That's the GameCube, but still Nintendo.
Didn't they have that bongo game?
Donkey
that's
Konga.
Konga.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. I'm glad I, you know, never mind.
Just playing the fucking bongos. It was a good time.
Super off topic, but I literally just watched somebody play through Dark Souls Donkey Konga fucking.
I saw somebody do that.
With the Dance Dance Revolution pad.
Oh, no. Someone did it with a Rock Band controller, but using their feet.
Oh my god.
Because, you know, some people have way too much fucking time on their hands.
The amount of dedication.
As we sit here talking about fucking.
Yeah, we don't have nearly enough time on our hands. We only dedicate several hours a week to this.
It's not enough, damn it. So, as he's searching these garage sales for more Nintendo 64 games, he stumbles across this old man's house.
Ooh.
This old man, when he was shopping around, he only had one table full of items. And those items seemed to be like these strange works of art that looked like ink blot tests.
Oh, the Rorschach tests.
Yeah, the Rorschach tests.
Rorschach?
You're stuck in here with me. Exactly. the only reason anyone knows what a Rorschach test is fucking movie.
So he asked the old man, like, hey, do you have any video games? The old man at first was like, what's a video game? God. I need to take my girth medicine.
Isn't that just Alka-Seltzer?
Sure. Girth medicine?
I'll leave it up to the...
I think he tried to say girth.
I'll leave it up to the viewer or the listener to decide.
If anybody knows where to get their hands on girth medicine, let me know.
So he asked this old man. The old man's like, no, it's a fucking video game. And then the old man was just finally like, oh, wait a minute. I'll be back in a jiffy. Let me go check my house.
I bet he really said Jiffy, too.
He did say Jiffy. That was in the original post. So fuck with me some more, dog. I'm a poo-poo smarty pants.
And then he popped a Werther's original in his mouth and started crocheting a cat.
And talking about back in the old days. So it was at this time that Judas Bulgesat decided to take a look more at his inkblot paintings. And he noticed that one of them resembled the mask from Majora's Mask. You know, the little heart-shaped one with the spikes coming out of it. Skull Kid's mask.
Oh, hell yeah.
The old man returns and gives him a copy of Majora's Mask, which had been stripped of the logo, like the little sticker bit, and instead it just said Majora.
It was just a written on Sharpie, yeah.
Yep, it's just a blank gray cartridge, just said Majora. You know, authentic.
Of course.
Not at all sketch.
No bootleg there.
No, not at all. So Judas Bull was handed this game, and the old man was like, you can just have it for free. And not being one to turn down a new game for free, Judas Bull's just like, thank you very much, tip of the hat, and decided to fuck off with this old man's game.
Oh, if I ever was told, yeah, like, here's Majora's Mask, have it for free, I would snatch that shit out of their hands and run, because if you actually try to buy a Majora's Mask, like, N64
they're
cartridge,
relatively expensive.
They're expensive as fuck.
They're like 60 or 70 right now or something that.
And that's just like the regular one. Mm-hmm. There was a shop in Yorkville back where I used to live that sold like a fuckload of old video games, and they had one of the gold cartridges.
I have that.
That thing sells for like $120 right
there's
now.
There's a, I think it's Mario Party 3 or 4, sells for $600, I think.
It's probably 3 because that's the best one.
Yeah. And it's expensive. It's whichever one was the last one on the 64.
I think 3 because I think...
Yeah, it's 3. That has the Hoot Nanny in it.
The Hoot Nanny. Yeah, because I think it had a picture of Mario with a cowboy hat.
I trapped us all on one spot.
No, that's 2, because in 2, they all have costumes.
Oh, okay, so one of them is expensive. I don't fucking remember which one. Way to call me on my lies, everybody.
Why don't you know anything about Mario when we're talking about Zelda?
No. I only did so much
fucking
research.
Fucking idiot.
Hideo, what's his name? The guy that does the Silent Hill games?
Oh, or I don't know his name.
Hideo, whatever. Fukushima or something like that. I'm butchering it. Let's move on. So, Judas took this game, and as he went to grab the game, he heard the old man say, goodbye then. Or at least that's what it sounded like. That is, until Judas booted up the game and found a save file named Ben. The old man had actually said, goodbye, Ben.
What?
Ooh.
Hmm. Goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye, old Ben.
I mean, I can see where you...
Will I ever love again?
Mike is fully erect in the corner of my den and jamming to himself.
I'm speechless. So,
looking more into this save file, Judispo could tell that this Ben player had gotten pretty far. He had almost all the masks and defeated almost all the bosses. Judispo then made his own save file and named it Link. As is tradition, of course. You know, when you get your new game, you name it Link. Or
duh.
You get your new Mario game, you name it Mario. Or
and if you do a new Pokemon game, you name your character Oh Shit He.
Oh Shit He uses
Potion. Right, exactly.
Oh Shit He uses Bellsprout.
Yep. And then you name Gary Ass or something.
Buttface. The game appeared to be pretty normal outside of a few hiccups with, like, textures. And a few, like, noise issues, but other than that, fine game. The oddest part was when some of the NCPs...
Nope. You can try that one more time.
NPCs.
There
Sorry.
It is.
Sorry, NPCs.
Non-character players.
Non-player characters would call him Link, while others would call him Ben. Seems like these characters aren't over the Ben player. Awkward.
Who's Ben?
That's a good question, isn't it?
It is. Like, why is this even part of playing Majora's Mask, right?
I'm assuming the character Ben has something to do with the title.
Bird Scooter! This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
Oh, something about Ben drowned.
Probably. In puss.
God damn it.
God, I was really hoping you were going to say pudding.
In pudding. After... Sorry. After a little bit, Judicibal decided that he was going to delete Ben's save file. Once doing so, the NPCs in-game wouldn't call him anything anymore. They're just... Where his name Link was, it was just a blank space. So, obviously, this shit's corrupted. So, as he moved forward, Judicibal decided to do the fourth day glitch. Which, I don't... Have you guys played Majora's Mask
before?
Mm-hmm. Have you done the fourth
day
glitch?
It's one of my favorites.
I never did it.
No.
I don't think I have either.
Apparently, when you're on the final day, the fourth day glitch is if you're on the final day, when the clock hits zero, if you talk to the astronomer and look in the telescope at the exact right time, it'll glitch out the game and it'll add an extra day to it.
Oh, hence my god, that would have been so fucking helpful.
Yeah, right? So, hence the fourth day.
That would be so goddamn helpful.
Yeah, you don't have to suffer the wrath of the giant creepy moon face slamming into your face.
That
just
image.
Kissing?
Huh?
If you're looking up at the moon, the giant moon, and it... Yeah, don't give me that face. If you're looking up at the giant moon and it comes crashing down on you, did you kiss the moon? If it has a face too, did you kiss it?
Can we move on?
Did you put your lips on the moon's lips?
See, I never thought of that because every time I played this game, I was horrified because, A, the moon is the most terrifying villain in any Zelda game.
They didn't need to make it that, like, menacing, and they just went with it.
This was a 90s children's game, and they decided to go
full... Who wants to have nightmares?
They went full Silent Hill Resident Evil on it for no reason.
Yeah. Well, the whole premise surrounding this game is dark as hell.
It is.
I mean, you've seen all the theories about how, like, through the entirety of the game, Link's actually dead after the Ocarina of Time, and, like, this is just his limbo, and it's just... Eek.
It's a bad time for everybody, Link especially.
Yeah.
Once Judicibal did the glitch, he left the area and there are no characters around. All of the music played in reverse, and the Elegy of Emptiness kept disappearing and reappearing right behind him over and over again.
Now, what... What is the Elegy of Emptiness?
The Elegy of Emptiness is like a statue with a really fucked up looking Link face. You play the song. You get the song later in the game.
It's in one of the temples. You need to use it for...
It's like puzzles and stuff. Yeah, where it's like,
put them on switches and shit
to you need
open
this,
doors.
You need both these buttons
it
to
looks,
be pushed.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Link if Link were like way happier and way creepier.
I wouldn't even
His
say
mouth
happy.
Was way more open.
It's like they Yeah, you finally get to see Link's bicuspids, which is very
God
awesome.
Damn it.
I should be a dentist.
Yeah, why aren't you a dentist?
I think they would kick me out for the fetish I have for teeth. Right after this guy keeps having the Elegy of Emptiness appearing and reappearing behind him, the game just randomly teleports him into a boss battle with Skull Kid, where he is immediately set on fire and dies right in the game, which is pretty fucked up. If you're just teleporting, it's like, oh, hey, Skull Kid, I'm at the end of the game. Just sucks
but
to be you.
Skull Kid did that to him?
No, Skull Kid. So the Skull Kid, he gets transported to, like, the final stage where you're fighting Skull Kid for the last time.
Well, fighting is a...
Fighting, yes.
Yeah.
But Skull Kid, he's just floating there, and you can't do anything. You can look around, but you can't really move.
Can't move.
But everywhere you look, Skull Kid is in front of you. And then you just...
Fired.
Set on fire. Like, fire. You're the Burning Man at Burning Man.
Well, I mean, what happens if you play, like, I don't know, the Song of Time?
Or the Song of Water, please.
The Song of Firemen.
It's just, well, no, if you, like, bust out the ocarina, just wee-woo, wee-woo. Well, you can't do anything. You can just stand
there. That's right. Yeah.
You can't do anything. You just sit there. So the weird part is he dies. Instead of it going immediately to the title screen, Link just lies on the floor for like a solid minute. And there is a message that pops up that states,
"You've met with a terrible fate, haven't you?"
The game finally went back to the title screen, but now a save file was gone and replaced with one labeled, "Your turn."
Oh.
Mm.
That's fucking menacing as shit.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it? When loading that, Link's body is just laying there in front of Skull Kid again. Reloading the game again, and he finds another new save file. This one is labeled Ben.
So it just said your turn. Does it now? It says your turn on the first, and the second save file says Ben.
Remember, the first one was Ben, and then his was Link, and then he deleted Ben, so the only one there was Link at one point,
which would have been in the second slot.
Gotcha.
So okay. Then we get his that gets changed to your turn. Your turn,
and then Ben,
and then it gets changed to Ben.
So it says your turn, Ben.
Mm. No, it's just, sorry. It says your turn, and then Ben is added again. So yeah, it says your turn, Ben. Yeah,
so if you Yeah.
Clear.
We got there.
Yeah, right? But isn't that creepy, because didn't we just delete that one?
Ooh.
So, I made you to it. Have you ever had a game just delete a file on you? I'm going to go ahead and say yes, I have.
I haven't, but I was scared it did when I played Metal Gear, and Psychomantis was just deleting. I'm like, no, all my hard work.
That was one of the most creative fucking boss fights.
Dude, fuck yeah, and they brought him back in the Phantom Pain, but I don't think for that long. And then the intro scene, he was there. I don't remember the whole game.
Well, that was like you can't really replicate his boss fight again,
yeah,
just because... Yeah. Once you know, like, it's super fucking easy.
Good luck playing against me with a not working remote or a controller. I'll plug it into this second
player two spot.
Yeah. Oh, no, you found my trap.
So completely opposite of what you guys are talking about. Have you ever played Doki Doki Literature Club?
Yes.
I watched the Game Grumps play, but that's it.
Boy.
That game is amazing.
We could probably do a whole episode on that.
We do it on that, Danganronpa, like...
I've never played Ding Dong.
Ding Dong
Ding
Ropes.
Ding Dong Ropes.
Dingle Ropes? Oh,
Dingle Ropes. So, obviously, after seeing this save file Ben just pop up after he deleted it, he was a bit on the worried side. So, a little worried, a little frightened, a little pee in his pants, Judicible decided he was just going to go back to the old man's house, where he found out that an old man no longer lived there.
Oh.
Yeah. A neighbor was outside that Judicible was able to run into, and he said that the old man had no family that he could remember. Judicible asked the neighbor who Ben was, and the neighbor told him, 8 years ago, a boy named Ben lived four horses in an apocalypse away. He lived four houses down, and there was an accident involving him. Trying to get more information out of him, Judicible just couldn't. He kept pestering the neighbor, and the neighbor just wouldn't give him any more information. So, what do you do in that kind of situation?
You break out the Vaseline and start lubing either your or his asshole.
Or you go back to your college dorm and just play more Majora's Mask.
Oh, well. Yes.
Like any relatable college student should do.
Yes, exactly. So, Judicible got back into the game. And after he loaded the game back up, he noticed that Link's character was all sorts of deformed. I'm talking, take Link's body and then just kind of take the torso and put it at like a 90 degree.
My spine comes out my right now.
Like, he had worse scoliosis than I do right now. The screen flashes, and now Link is outside with NPCs surrounding him. But not just any NPCs, but the mask vendor, the Elegy, and the Skull Kid.
Those three don't
really hang out. I don't really see them being at the bar together.
Well, you know, they might. I mean, what do you think the cast of Majora's Mask does when they're not on screen?
You're just saying that. I just see like these three and just the Friends theme starts playing.
I feel like the mask guy is the guy that like no one really likes, but he's kind of like always there and
he's
like
the
always inviting
dealer,
himself.
They always get him over. He's always packing.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you got that mask?
Yeah, is that the drugs?
Holding?
Is that drugs?
You holding?
Is masks drugs in Legend of Zelda World?
Yeah. I mean, do you see what happens when he puts a mask on his face?
You become a fish man. You become a rock boy.
He literally
boy.
Just, like the animation itself for is putting a mask
is
horrifying. You put a mask on, he, like, fights his inner demons for a second and then just screams at the sun.
If he's supposed to, if masks are like drugs in this world, the mask vendor's not doing a good job, like, hiding it from the police.
Oh, yeah. Look at all the drugs I got.
He calls himself the mask vendor, and they're just hanging off his knapsack. Like, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're legalized. That or he's bribing the police to leave him alone. He's got him on his payroll.
The game before this, there was, like, a whole part of the story where they're just like, legalize masks, and then Majora's Mask happens.
Legalize masks.
What the fuck?
So anyway, trying to use any way to get out of this situation, Judas Bull decided he was going to play the Song of Healing, which immediately causes Link to burst into flames.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no. You know, contrary to the name of the song, didn't really heal him too well.
Well, so one thing that...
you know what? I lied, because fire is cleansing.
So is water,
but...
We've determined this already. We're scientists.
Didn't we determine in Kepler that water is fire?
Right. They're the same fucking thing.
They are. So, that is healing. Fire heal.
Water fire is good. Heal. Fire is heal. Heal is heal.
There's only one way to really know. Set your house on fire.
You'll heal your whole family.
Yes, they'll
Man,
love you for
you
it.
Missed an opportune moment to say, set your teeth on fire.
Well, no, I want to keep those.
But you... Never mind. Let's keep fucking
Once we
rolling.
Get a P.O. box, I will be damned if I don't receive a tooth or two in the mail. After Link bursts into flames, we are cut directly to Link wearing a mask that turns him into a Zora, which if you haven't played the game, which is kind of like a fish man.
I have a fun factoid about this, because when he puts this mask on, it starts off as a Deku mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns into a Zora mask as he puts it on and starts screaming.
Is that a fun fact?
I think it is.
It's Jason's nugget of joy for this.
Here's a fun fact, everybody.
Can you just let me be happy?
Here's a fun fact, everybody. When you put this mask on, you scream a lot. Jason's fun fact.
You scream and locusts fly out of your dick.
Fun facts with Jason. So, yeah, Azora is kind of like a merman, a fish guy, kind of.
I like your note here.
Thank you,
Fishman.
And he is cut directly. He's directly in front of a beach. He then goes into the water in the beach, and we find the elegy of emptiness. Elegy. The elegy of emptiness, just sitting on the ocean floor.
That's not where that belongs.
No, you should keep that in your home, because it's, I'm assuming, made of wood. That's going to warp down there, and you don't want that. Link's character then drowned. Right there, even when he's wearing a mask that allows him to breathe underwater, he still drowns somehow. So, sick gills, loser. Fucking idiot.
Fucking asshole.
Where'd you get this mask? The back alley of a CVS or something? After he drowns, a new save file shows up and it's labeled Drowned. And there we have it. We know what happened to Ben. He drowned.
Oh.
Sorry, no, he caught a fire.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. You've been talking about fire and, like, all yeah. right, fire well, and water are the same.
Well, technically, when you get lit on fire, don't you, like, actually end up drowning, kind of, technically?
You suffocate on the smoke. Obviously, we find out now that Ben drowned. That it's pretty subtle.
He said the thing. He said the thing.
Quick.
Yeah!
Do the thing. Give me an applause. Give me an applause.
Yeah!
Right here. Thank you. Thank you. The game wants... Judas Bull to keep playing. That's obvious now. He played the Elegy of Emptiness song, and that's exactly what the game, or Ben, wanted him to do. And how do we know that this is exactly what Ben wanted him to do?
How?
We actually have a quote from Judas Bull himself on what's going on. He's following me now, not just in the game. He's in my dreams. I see him all the time, behind my back, just watching me. It talked to me for the first time today. Not just using text that's already in the game. It spoke to me. It referenced Ben. It talked to me. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it wants. After playing the Elegy of Emptiness again and again, just to fucking see what would happen, he gets the same text prompt over and over.
You shouldn't have done that.
Trying to get any type of new reaction, he goes over and over doing the same thing, and he finally gets one last new prompt.
Ben is getting lonely.
Lake now flashes, and he's on top of a hill with a tree where the background music is playing in reverse, and there's a jump scare of the mask vendor. Now another text prompt comes up.
You will be given one last chance, back to where it all began. Come play with us.
The title screen reappears, and his original Link save file is back. The rest of the story is told by his former roommate, who basically tried to tell us that Judiciable is okay, and he just kind of moved out. Judiciable gave his roommate a flash drive, which apparently gave him access to his YouTube account and had specific instructions on it as to what to do. On the flash drive was the gameplay from that night, a text document with passwords, and a third document labeled thetruth.txt, which were the notes he had taken. The video on the drive is of Judiciable playing the game, and in the game, it shows him just playing the game as normal. There's actually no, like, weird, like, glitches or weird, like, yeah, crazy, right?
How do all the times not have those
things? Yeah, it's on text.truth.
Oh, you can just play the game now.
Yeah. He's just playing, like, a normal, it looks like just normal Majora's Mask game until he opens up his inventory, and there's a picture of the Elegy of Emptiness and the mask vendor, and it looks like they're kind of, like, taking a group selfie together, kind of.
So, just to be fair, we're plastering the internet with this picture, so when this comes out, everyone knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, you'll see it. It literally looks like...
big part of this.
Literally looks like
the
mask vendor and the Elegy just decided to take a selfie together.
It's like, fucking horrifying.
Jersey Girls, snap. Yeah. Judiciable then just drops the picture from his inventory, and then he goes into a cave where he is taught the song of the Elegy of Emptiness. Even though you can play it, even though you already know it, but this is that point that he was taught it.
I don't know if I'd want to at this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but here we are.
Fair enough.
This man decided it was a good idea. Once he learned the song of the Elegy of Emptiness, he was forced into a boss fight where he's just stuck against a wall and he can't fight back.
Oh, is this with the big, like
lumbering creature thing in the shadow?
Like a bird?
It looks like almost like a dragon.
Yeah, and it just fucking rips him apart with his talons or claws or whatever.
In the gameplay, because you can actually see Judiciable's gameplay on his YouTube channel, it looks like a fucking Balrog from Lord of the Rings.
The fucking... I watched through the entirety of Arc 1 the other night, just but only the videos that were posted by him, with no context. Shit's fucked. It's creepy.
I highly, highly, highly recommend looking at him and watching those videos. There are quite a few, but it is well worth the watch, because then you can kind of get a physical look at my descriptions and everything. And then also, obviously, play Majora's Mask, because that game fucking rocks. And go ahead.
Have you guys just been, like, hearing just little chuckles?
I thought I did earlier.
Okay, I thought I was going crazy.
I thought that was just me, because I'm telling
the
story.
I guess we are all laughing.
Yeah, I was telling the story, I thought I was just adding ambiance in my head.
Well, no, I get what you're saying. Every time we, like, laugh really hard, it's like there's, like, a fourth laughter.
It's weird, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, usually I have allergies, and that's what's weird, but...
I haven't heard your allergies at all today.
No, I took a Claritin.
Not a sponsor.
Anyway, once he's forced into this, like, boss battle with... Again, are we going to call this thing the Balrog?
Sure.
Okay, great. He dies, and the screen cuts to black, and text pops up saying...
Why is he smiling? The father?
Link is now transported into a graveyard where he's reading a tombstone. And while he's reading the tombstone, he falls into the grave, where he gets another text prompt.
It'll be our little secret, okay?
We get pushed back to the save title, where the save file, Ben, is now labeled Matt.
That's not Matt, it's Ben.
Who's what? Matt? Who's Matt?
What the fuck? Matt's Ben and Ben's Matt?
Matt Damon.
Do I have to call him Matthew now?
Or Men.
Or Ben.
I like Men.
So the The file that was originally named Ben.
And it got changed to Matt.
To Matt.
After this death.
Who is deducible.
We don't know that.
What's the main character's name?
We don't know that.
So we don't know who Matt is?
No.
Okay.
We still kind of don't know who Ben is.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we know he drowned. Or there was an incident or some shit. Okay, based on the title, we know he drowned.
You couldn't assume so.
And there was some incident with an 8-year-old.
Ben drowned. A story about how a kid named Ben fell off a cliff.
Lit himself on fire.
It's opposite day, so one of the interns took it too seriously with this news article.
So we don't really know who Matt is.
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
I guess you can kind of assume it's Matt, but Matt is judiciable, but at the moment there's no proof of it. For all we know, Matt is the next victim.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
We do, however, get an update from the roommate.
Okay.
He finally uploaded the truth .txt for all the internet to see. What was...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, remember that?
How...
So, let's rewind a bit. Judiciable, before all this, gave his roommate a hard drive that had passwords to his YouTube account and all of his, like, recordings and everything on it, and then a text file called the truth.txt.
Yep.
Right.
The specific instructions that Judiciable left for his roommate was to upload everything onto the internet for all to see.
And then the last part on a certain date.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He had specific
gotcha.
He had specific dates for everything to upload, and we're finally getting the truth.txt.
I'm ready.
What was on it is pretty fucking fucked up. But Judiciable does let us know that the spirit in the game had been manipulating text and video that had been uploaded. Ben had been playing us this entire time.
He's just fucking toying with him.
Mm-hmm. And
so
now,
all these little quips about him, like, wanting to, like, talk or and stuff like that was all just...
Well, everything that we... So now we have to assume that everything that has been uploaded by Judiciable...
Is just Ben?
Could be Ben, or maybe we Ben omitted know. Things or changed things. So, like, now this is where the story kind of flips.
Mm-hmm. This goes from just your average creepypasta to holy shit, what's going on here?
We went from creepypasta to spooky spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
In one solid second.
Spooky spaghetti al dente. Because I'm hard during this. My noodle's hard.
So what is this truth.txt?
It's a very long document. I broke down the important parts, and that's what we're going to give you today. So you know the story. You know the truth. Hey guys, Judiciable here. This will be the last time you'll be hearing from me, and this is my final gift to you. These are the notes I have taken and the realizations I have made. Before I delve into this, I want to thank you all for following me and listening. It feels like the weight of a powerful burden is about to be lifted. By the time you read this, I won't be around anymore. After spending 4 days with this maddening game, however, I've begun to understand what's really at play here. Hopefully, after reading this, we can ensure that this never happens again. There are things I could not share with you while this was going on due to the circumstances, to which I'll explain. With Ben blocking any attempt I made to try and relay the truth to you, I tried, ever so subtly, to warn you guys in various ways. Amidst the chaos in my delirium, I devised a barely noticeable pattern in my videos. In all 5 videos I recorded over the 4 days, I have either had the Mask of Truth, interacted with a Gossip Stone, or the Lens of Truth equipped it at some point. For you Zelda enthusiasts, these are all symbols of honesty and trustworthiness. I would hope one of you may have picked up on the reference. As I played the Ben file, being mindful on how Ben has been watching over my every move in the game, I made a point to avoid doing anything too obvious. However, I sent out a hidden message to you guys. I never equipped the Lens of Truth, nor the Mask of Truth, nor visited a stone. It worked, and the video was uploaded. I prayed someone would notice the pattern didn't apply to Ben. The tags followed suit, too. I hope you guys paid attention to those as well. They were my little messages to you, but nothing big enough that would catch Ben's attention or make him suspect anything. With Ben manipulating and changing my files, I honestly hope that what you guys saw was close to what actually happened. but there's no way for me to know. This may be a long read. I don't have time to proofread or make any research pretty, but here it all is. 4:23 a.m. I can't sleep. I've been trying so hard, but the harder I try, I just get more restless. I just feel like that statue is appearing whenever I close my eyes. 3:46 p.m. Could have sworn driving back from the subway that I saw the elegy statue buried in some shrubbery staring at me go by. No, I definitely need sleep. 6 p.m. Connected my captured card to my computer to upload the footage. Thought my computer froze for a second. Made this strange popping noise when I hooked everything up. But now it seems to be working fine again. My computer can't die on me now. 8:45 p.m. Thought I saw an icon pop up on my desktop that looked like the statue's face for a split second. Gave me quite a scare. Getting really unnerved and delirious. Going to crash after this. 9:03 p.m. I don't remember having uploaded a Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines video last year. This is probably the account that I shared with a friend of mine last summer. Hope he doesn't mind me using it to upload this. 10:48 a.m. I had a dream about the statue. I dreamt that it was following me in my dream. That it would be minding my own business when I feel my neck hair stand up on end. I would turn around and that thing, that horrible, lifeless statue would be staring with those empty eyes right at me, merely inches away. In my dream, I remember calling it Ben. Power of suggestion, most likely, and never before had I had a dream that I could remember so vividly. 3:02 p.m. My computer just, on its own, opened up the text document and wrote the words hi and www.cleverbot.com by itself. What the fuck? 3:46 p.m. I went to the website. It's one of those bot chatting programs. I think it's best if I let the conversation speak for itself.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this? And how are you able to control my computer?
Who am I?
Right. Forgot. You're a bot.
Do you really think that?
Listen. I know whoever's fucking with my computer can see my screen right now.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'll wager that you're one of those IT kids who thinks he's tough shit. You know what you're doing right now is illegal, right?
Is it?
No shit. Are you familiar with the terms invasion of privacy? Get the fuck off my computer, kid.
I am your computer.
Cool story. Anyway, I'm calling DPS. You picked a bad time to fuck with me, kid.
Should I wait until you play the game, then?
What?
That game.
Majora's Mask?
Yes.
How did you know about that?
Because.
Because what?
I did it.
Did what?
I played with you.
What the fuck?
Were you scared?
Who the fuck is this?
Ben.
The statue? You're inside my computer?
Yes.
How?
You connected me.
And how the hell did I do that?
Cables and cords.
How?
Tell me about yourself.
What do you mean?
What is it that really scares you?
What the fuck?
Answer.
No!
Answer.
Okay, what the fuck? How the fuck did you just open that by yourself?
I am your computer now.
How much can you control?
All.
What do you want from me?
To entertain.
You're stuck inside there. You can't hurt me.
Huh? Go play.
No. You can't hurt me.
Took you longer to type that.
So?
You're not sure.
If you're so powerful, why use a ridiculous website like this to chat with me?
Less messy, more structured, fun.
Fun?
Yes, tradition. I like it.
You think it's funny?
Amusing.
And my notes?
You may write them down.
Why are you letting me?
It is amusing to see what you think of me.
3:50 p.m. What have I done? I've invited it into my computer. I continue to write these notes, write my summaries. I feel like I'm a prisoner in my one place of security. I don't know. I don't know if I'm hallucinating or not. I feel like I'm fucking insane right now. I can feel it. Watching me. Even as I type this. Ben is controlling everything in the game. Toying with me. Leading me like a sheep. But for what? What's the purpose? I know Ben drowned, but why these hauntings? What the fuck am I even doing? 7:18 p.m. Ben called me to Cleverbot again. He tells me that he's sorry and he wants to be free, and that I can help him. Just like how he got on my computer from the capture card, he can spread, but he needs my help. He says I'm special because I can help him. That is the first nice thing he has said. He promises to leave me alone if I do it. He swears he will. I don't know what to think right now. How can I even trust this thing? 7:20 p.m. I'm terrified of it, but now it's saying that it's just having fun. It's twisted, fucked up version of fun. He's saying that the game is over. I do want it to be over. He said that he just wants to be free, that he's trapped in the cartridge in my computer and he just wants to be free. I don't want to have to deal with this shit. I don't know how long I can deal with the watching. It's watching my every move, my every keystroke. I have nothing private anymore. It knows everything that's been on my computer. It tells me that if it wanted, it could do horrible things to me. But it hasn't, so I should trust it? 9:29 p.m. Ben called me to Cleverbot again. I ignored it, and I went to take a shower. When I came back, my laptop had the image of the elegy statue staring at me with those dead eyes. I don't want to talk to him. Fuck you, Ben. I'm not talking to you. 9:56 p.m. Fuck you, Ben. I'm not talking to you. 10:06 p.m. Fuck you, Ben. I'm not talking to you. 10:12 p.m. Fuck you, Ben. I'm not talking to you. 11:42 p.m. I'm starting to see the elegy statue randomly as I search the internet in places it shouldn't be. I'd be scrolling down and suddenly I'd be staring at a picture of the elegy statue. Always the elegy statue. I don't know how much more of this I can take. 12:35 a.m. My worst fear is confirmed. Ben has been tempering with my summary of Ben.wmv. I looked at the summary that I posted on various forums for the Ben.wmv file, and parts of it have been omitted. There's no mention of Ben existing outside of the game. There's no mention of the Moon Children. How could he have done that so quickly? How could he have deleted the post without me noticing? I'm wondering if maybe it appeared to me that I was posting everything, but in reality, Ben posted his own censored version. I'm going to ask Ben why he did this. 12:50 a.m. He isn't responding to me on Cleverbot. It's just giving the generic responses it usually does. Just talking to this bot this time. 1:24 a.m. I think Ben is mad at me. 10:43 a.m. The Moon Children appeared in my dreams last night. They lifted up their masks to reveal their hideous disfigured faces. Maggots crawling out of their orifices. Sunken black holes where their eyes should be. A yellow smile that grew bigger and bigger as they came closer to me. They told me that they wanted to play. I tried to run from them, but the four children pinned me down to the ground with their surprising strength. Over them stood the happy mask salesman, announcing that he had a new mask that he wanted to try on me. In his spastic sudden movements matching his in-game appearance, he took out a mask of modeled off of someone's face that I couldn't recognize. A younger-looking face. And he handed it to the Moon Children, giggling. They latched it onto my face, their horrible, broken bodies bouncing up and down. Two of them held me down while the other two began to sew the mask onto my face. My shrieks and screams caused the happy mask salesman's face to turn into the most horrific smile I have ever seen. He sporadically moved around, examining his procedure like a curious fucking doctor. In that impossible movement, I flailed around, but it was to no use. My eyes rolled back to my head in pain. It felt so real, but I couldn't wake up. I couldn't wake up no matter how hard I tried. I couldn't wake up. After the mask was melted onto my flesh, they began sewing my legs together, then my arms. The horrific feeling of a needle puncturing your legs and pulling them in, rupturing your Achilles tendon and tying them together resonated throughout my entire body. I tried to scream, but the mask was pressed so tightly against my face that it was my new face. And my new face had no mouth. I didn't make a sound. I tried telling myself in my head that it was a dream. Tried telling myself over and over again. Suddenly, the moon children stopped and looked at me. They just stared. And the heavy mask salesman slowly bent over and stared at me, inches away from my face, and grinned when he simply said, "You've met with a terrible fate, haven't you?" Before the moon children resumed with increased vigor, I couldn't wake up. I couldn't wake up. It wouldn't let me wake up until they had crafted me into another fucking elegy statue. I woke up sweating, crying, and shaking uncontrollably. I immediately ran to the computer and went for Ben. Answer me, Ben.
Welcome back.
What? What's the point of this? Why?
Amusing to see.
How?
Fun to play. Fun to toy with you. Make you feel safe. I wonder how you would have reacted.
To what?
If I hadn't revealed myself and stayed hidden, only doing little things to play with you. Close out your windows. Turn off your computer. Move your mouse by itself. Little things. Make you wonder if I am here, but you never know. Give you little hints that I am. I wanted to do something different with you.
You did this before?
Yes, and I will do it again.
Did you know Ben?
Won't tell that information to you.
How did Ben die?
You know.
No, but how did he drown?
Won't tell that to you.
Why?
It is reserved for another.
Who?
Another who asks.
When?
Later.
2:46 p.m. I think Ben doesn't want to play with me anymore. I'll play again. I'll play the game again, Ben. Can you see this? I'll play the game again. Please. Just stop this. Please. Please. 1:41 p.m. I'm going insane trying to figure out what is real and what isn't. Is Ben just playing a trick on me, or is this for real? Is Ben generating these replies, or are people actually posting them? Did I just see that street flicker, or is this my imagination? Imagine depending on the internet and trusting with your eyes that your entire life, and then being blinded. You can't rely on it anymore. You second guess everything. For the brief moments I am looking at my responses to the videos, people were pointing out things that looked fake or photoshopped or whatever. And there is literally no way for me to know if Ben changed something on purpose to try to shut me up. Or maybe those replies were just constructed by Ben to try and discourage me from even reaching out. See, I get caught in this fucking infinite mind loop. This is what he's been wanting. It's been wearing at my sanity. It's been pushing me to the edge. As I'm writing this, there's no way to even be able to tell if anyone cares as much as I think they do. Just another fucking trick. Is this whole document even real? Am I writing nothing? What is it? What's the point of playing? I die whenever I do anything.
You die because you can't figure out the secret.
What?
Thematic.
What the fuck are you even talking about?
There's beauty in your suffering.
11:55 a.m. There's an entire video summary of a video that I don't remember doing. Reading through the summary, this sounds morbid. Resembling my dream from 2 nights ago, except on a far more sadistic scale. These moon children, there's something more to them. Almost as if they're another entity from Ben. Something happened last night that I can't remember. I'm posting the fourth summary to the forums now. Shadow of my chair moved. 2:44 p.m. I'm trying to contact Ben on Cloverbot. He's not responding. I just get the AI. 3:51 p.m. My ears aren't fooling me. I'm hearing the reverse song of healing. I keep hearing it. 4:23 p.m. Now I'm positive of it. Earlier, I thought it was a weird coincidence, but just now, I went to open my window, and 3 floors down at ground level, I saw the old man. I'm completely positive I did. The same fucking guy. He was just staring up at me from the window, standing in the middle of the campus. If any students looked to notice him, they didn't seem to acknowledge him. I'm typing these closing thoughts on the library computer on campus, and I've emailed myself the notes I've stored on my infected computer from the last 4 days. I'm then going to combine those and copy-paste those notes with the closing/openings that I've typed here on the safe public computer into one text document. I'm not taking any chances spreading Ben. I would not wish this horrible torment on anyone, and I've made sure to cover my bases. I didn't run into any problems with Ben. When I was back at my computer trying to email myself those notes, I went right under his fucking nose. He has no idea what he just let me do. I had no problems opening the text document from my infected computer in my email either. I can't describe to you how it feels to finally be able to get the word out of this post. The nightmare ends here. That said, do not download any of the videos or anything about my videos. Not even through a YouTube video, or audio ripper, or a screen grab or anything. I don't know how we can spread. However, I know that just watching them on YouTube, or reading my own text won't allow him to. Otherwise, he wouldn't have needed my help to get here in the first place. I strongly recommend you do not take anything you see streaming online onto your personal computer. This will be my last posting. I'm putting this up on the forum here for the world. If you see any further posts from me after today's current date, September 12th, 2010, and after the current time, 12:08 a.m., discredit them. It has already been proven to me that Ben can access my account and manipulate my computer, and like I said, I have no idea to what extent he can do this. Know that it will do anything to break free, though he is desperate to ensure his safety. Just forget about me, please. This goes without saying, obviously, but from here on out, do not download any images or files, anything especially that I may have put up. This fifth day will be my last day. I'm going to burn the cartridge, and then come back and destroy my laptop. I suppose I'm partially to blame because I'm the genius who picked to live in a single, all by myself. Someone to get hold of me and save me before I got too immersed in the game just doesn't exist. They could have literally saved my life. However, it proved too much for me. I'm just glad it happened to me before I can get the warning out, so Ben can die here. No one else has to suffer through this. Lastly, thank you for taking the time to open this and open yourself up to hearing my story. Despite maybe not believing me, you didn't have to do that. Really, you shouldn't have. Your support this entire time has kept me going, and now I'm finally free of this. There is one last upload called free.wmv where the text says, "I'm glad you did that." Ben is free. There are coded messages found on Judicible's YouTube log that, when deciphered, takes you right into our next episode.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, man. Part two, baby. We kind of synchronized on that. I like that, Doug.
You motherfuckers are going to have to pay attention for a week.
Now that I seduced you with this heavy audio drama.
Now, don't go spoiling this next episode for yourself, because arc two of this whole story is where we get into the nitty-gritty of where...
you guys thought...
The nitty-grittis, if you will.
The nitty-grittis.
You thought arc one was intense? I mean, I love arc one, but arc two multiplies it by, I don't know, 3-4 times. It's fucking ridiculous. So please, please, please stay paranoid and also listening.
And eat a tooth or my teeth. Suck on my teeth. Go to our linktree.com/duelitypod, or look us up on all of our social medias.
Oh my god, I have news. If you search Don't Look Under the Internet Now, we are the first 5 results.
We did it, boys.
Oof.
Jason, add a clap track.
A clap trap.
Greetings!
Hello!
Nope. I hate clap trap.
Add an applause there.
Let's move this on.
Yeah, follow us on all the social medias. We're DuelityPod everywhere. It's DLUTI pod. Everywhere you can be on social media. And thank you. If you guys like audio dramas, let us know so we can keep doing more if that's what you like.
There it is again. That goddamn laugh.
I know, right?
What the fuck? I don't know. Just slap your peen against a bean.
Shake it
in a tree.
Shake it in a tree.
I don't know. First thing that came to my head, shake it in a tree.
Climb a tree.
Put your bean.
Get a crock pot of beans.
On top of a peen.
Get like a slow cooker
Doug
full of beans.
Doug has the recipe.
Yeah.
It's 1/3 bean.
Okay.
2/3 peen.
That's 3/3, so that's 100%.
100%. But you're going to add another 100% tree to it.
So cut that in half. Put trees in both.
It's a bean peen tree.
For our lady listeners, since they don't have peens, is it their bush? And would it be bushes beans?
We're going to bake peens. They're going to flick beans.
Thank you. He just rolled right over it. You at least.
Yeah, I'm not fucking. I'm not.
You at least give me recognition.
I'm not going to tell you, but I'm gonna scold you with my eyes.
Ow. Either way, guys.
Ow. Ow.
Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with
part two.
More information on Ben Drowned.
The drowning.
You guys just heard the very beginning of this whole thing. So please join us next week.
I love you.
And maybe if y'all play your cards right, if we hit a certain magic number, maybe we'll give you something a little extra to play with.
Another bonus episode.
Huh? Ooh. Before we sign off, I want everybody, quick, pucker your lips on 3, 1, 2, 3. There you go. Give you a little smooch. Anyway.
Bye, everybody. Thank Goodbye. You guys so much for listening.
I can't believe you'll be kissed.
All right.
If we're going to sign off.
Hey guys, this is Harrison Isaac from the Secret Silo Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Where we talk about cryptids, conspiracies, and other creepy unknowns with guests. If this is your thing, you should give us a listen. We decided to bunker away from the monsters in life to the safety of our silo, and we hope you'll give us a listen too. For all things creepy, this is your number one spot.
Yeah.
And that's all.